One of the most popular ways right now to become a personal trainer, exercise professional is to work in somebody else's gym, health club, personal training studio. Now, whether you rent space from a big health club and you just pay weekly rent and then have access to the building and all the clients, or they actually pay you a wage or a salary to be the personal trainer, or you work in a personal training studio where there might be a combination of both, so you might earn a base wage and then they pay you a percentage of the personal training that you do. It is a very simple and easy way to be very successful in the fitness profession, to work in somebody else's business. Obviously, you don't have to then set up the business, you don't have to outlay for equipment, you don't have to make sure that there's toilet paper in the toilets. You don't have to make sure that the phone bill's getting paid. All you've got to do is pay your rent or rock up and train your clients. And for most personal trainers, that is what they think they need to do. If I'm here and I've got personal trainer on my shirt, then I should be able to get clients. Interestingly, however, there are lots of personal trainers who don't make enough money. They don't have enough clients. They certainly aren't making a successful career path of what they with what they're doing. And often you can see it on their face. They don't look particularly happy to be at the gym. So how do you stand out from a massive crowd of average personal trainers? And it's been suggested that the average lifespan of a personal trainer in a health club or a gym is as low as 6 months. But there's a key word there, the average lifespan of the average personal trainer. So somewhere between really bad and the very best sits average, which means you are the same as everybody else. You fit in with the crowd. You're doing what everybody else is doing. And I have no idea why somebody would want to train with a trainer like that. Why would you want to train with an average trainer? Of course, you're looking for the very best person for you. So is it possible to be financially free, to have a successful, financial, profitable career, renting space out of somebody else's health club and or being paid a wage in somebody else's health club? And of course, I'm going to give you the answer, which is yes, and it's also no. If you are average, if you don't apply the fundamentals of great business, if you don't give great customer service, if you're a really bad trainer, if you smell, if you don't have good business practice, if you don't know how to market yourself, and that's one of the questions I always ask personal trainers is how did you get your first client? How do you think you're going to get your first client? And how are you going to grow your business? And often I'm given a kind of a blank face. Oh, well, I don't know. And that's of course why you must have business skills. If you're renting space in somebody's health club, you are obviously now running your own business as an independent sole trader, and you need the fundamentals of business. But there's also this interesting question of why would somebody want to have you in their facility? Why would a gym owner, a gym manager, a personal training manager want to have you in their business versus the literally thousands of other trainers that may be knocking on their door saying, please, can I rent space from you? Because obviously, if you want a successful health club and you want your health club to stand out from the crowd, you'd want people in there that are not average. So here's the great question. Why are you doing this? Why do you want to be, and I hate the word personal trainer because too many people have had a really bad experience with the personal trainer. The question is, why do you want to be an exercise professional? Why do you want to help people to be healthy, fit, strong, achieve their health and fitness goals? And if the answer is I want to do this because it's what I'm the most passionate about, well, tick box number one. That's the absolute fundamental of being successful in any business. The next question is, of course, do you want to be the best? And if you are the best, you want to keep getting better. Doesn't matter who you are in the world. If you just accept that, okay, I'm good. I've learnt my information. I've got my qualification. My clients like me, and I'm just going to continue on my merry way. Unfortunately, that is one of the disaster tick boxes. Doesn't matter which professional you look at in the world, they all have to do update training, ongoing learning, update education. And not only do they have to, but the best of the best want to. They are constantly learning and growing and becoming better and doing ongoing education and ongoing training and practicing and asking questions of the people that are better than they are. They invest time with the people that are better than they are. So one of the great tips there is stay away from the personal trainers who are average. Stay away from the people who are not very good at what they do, and don't listen to what they say, because if you listen and then you accept that it's true, then you end up being average like they are. Invest time with the people who are the best in the world. Now, there are some benchmarks. There's obviously only 168 hours in a week, and most people are stuck in the I only want to work 40 hours a week. And depending on how long your personal training sessions go for, and be aware now that people really don't want to exercise or they don't have time to exercise. So you might do 10-minute personal training sessions, 15-minute personal training sessions, 20-minute personal training sessions. There's no rule that says you have to do 30 minutes or an hour. And obviously, if you understand your anatomy and physiology, you can certainly train somebody very effectively in a really short period of time. And it's probably the way for them to get the best results, because they come in, work really hard, they're fresh, they lift heavy, they get puffed, they get fit and strong, and they get great results. So if you're basing your career path on short sessions, and so let's say the maximum time frame is 30 minutes, so you're doing anywhere between a 10-minute to a 30-minute personal training session, you could have 100, 110 sessions a week. And even if you were, the amount of money that you need to earn is not an enormous amount of money, so it might be that you're charging $30, $40, $50, $60 a session, which is very normal for personal training, you can certainly earn a very rewarding financial living from being an exercise professional. Now, when you take into account that the rent at your health club will be somewhere between $100 and $250, there's very few clubs that are charging more than that for a week's rent, and most of them will give you at least 4 weeks rent free, and then maybe another couple of weeks for half rent. So you've really got 6 to 8 weeks to build up your business, and then you're literally working with a group of people that are already wanting to exercise, meaning the members at the gym are already wanting to be there. So all you now need to do is find out what their goals are, why they want to achieve them, and help them do it. Now, the big important thing there, though, is that you specialize in something. Unless you are the only trainer at the gym, so then you specialize in the fact that you are the only trainer at that particular facility. If you have 3, 4, 5, 10 other trainers at the health club, really important that you're not doing what they're doing. So when you put your bio up on the wall, when people ask about you, the really important thing is I specialize in. I'm the exercise professional who specializes in. Now, if there's already specialists in weight loss or athletic performance or children or training mature and motivated people or helping people recover from injury, there's already trainers at your facility that are specializing in those areas, then you obviously don't want to copy. So what you want to be able to do is find your specific niche. What do you want to do? And that's the great question. Who do you want to train? Who do you want to invest time with? Who are you the most excited about training? You could specialize in training people who only want to train at 3 o'clock in the morning, for example. And I just use that because there are so many 24-hour facilities. You may want to specialize in people that want to train after work at 9 o'clock at night. You might want to specialize in people who are only available between 10 in the morning and 2 in the afternoon, which is a great specialization because most health clubs are busiest, obviously, first thing in the morning and in the afternoon. And if it's a CBD central city gym, usually at lunchtime. So if you specialize in the times where the other trainers aren't working, then obviously you might have less people to choose from, but there's certainly people that would want to then train with you. You may, and I think one of the great areas to consider is longevity or staying young. As soon as somebody is around 30, as young as 30, but certainly 40, 50, 60, 70 years of age, the goal seems to be no longer about I need to have ripped abdominals and tight butt cheeks. It seems to be about I want to stay active. I want to look good for the rest of my life. I want to be able to fit into the same clothes for the rest of my life. And there's very few personal trainers that are specializing in longevity or staying young. So there's a great area. The other one is that, remember, more mature people, they might have either their families moved out of home or they don't have a family anymore, or their family lives in another country or another state. And that's why I always say to my particularly my younger male and female students, if you really want to add massive value to somebody's life, yes, it's about giving them strength and fitness and keeping them active, but the fact that you would be great company for them. And I often see young, good-looking exercise professionals, and I say, look, go and find a grandma to train and find 10 grandmas to train. Hang out with some more mature people who would really love to train with you, just because you make them feel like that you are their grandchild and they can invest time with somebody who really respects them and looks after them. So the big thing there is that you are different from everybody else at your health club. Then you need to market that story really effectively and different to everybody else. So what everybody else is doing, please don't do the same thing. And I'm sharing this with you because it's very simple to be very successful in any health club. The building's already there, the equipment's already there, the front desk's already there, the toilets are already there. They've probably already got a database of people. And if they haven't, what a great way to add massive value to the business, which is to grow the business for the owner of the facility. And you can hear in my voice, that's something I've done all of my life. I've gone into health clubs and said, don't pay me any money. I just want a percentage of a bonus, a commission of the number of people I bring into the facility that you don't bring in. And that, of course, is backing yourself. Obviously, those people that you bring in will then want to train with you. So not only are you growing the business for the owner of the facility, but you're also growing your own personal training business, which is a win-win for everybody, because then your client, of course, is going to be getting great results because you're really passionate about what you do. So the key is that you are doing this because you love it. You want to be the best at it. If you want to be the best at something, you'll of course do the learning and the training and the studying, which includes learning and training and studying about business. If you don't understand the fundamentals of marketing, if you don't know how to market yourself, tell your story, have a unique and different brochure, a unique and different Facebook page, a unique and different Instagram, a unique and different means different to what everybody else is doing, then you'll have to accept what everybody else is getting. So make sure that you are passionate about this is really what you want to do. You're really excited about helping people. You want to be the best at it. You want to add massive value to your clients' lives. So obviously you're going to be really good at asking questions and communicating and finding out exactly what they need and what they want. And then of course, giving it to them, and then find out who your target market's going to be so that you can specialize in something and stand out from the crowd. The really important thing is that you are unique. Nobody else does what you do. You are completely different from everybody else. So whether that's by price, by time, so you train people at a different time, you specialize in something that nobody else is specializing in, and if you can do all three, that would be absolutely awesome. So if you'd like to have a chat about how do I find my target market, how do I make sure that I'm unique from everybody else, that is what personal coaching and mentoring is all about here at Max. So the fundamentals are all there. The program will give you everything that you need to be a successful, profitable, top-level exercise professional. If you really want to do that without having to have any money, so you want to have your own business, but you haven't got the capital to fund your own facility, being able to work in a big health club where there's already thousands, hundreds, if not thousands of members, there's already equipment, there's already a building, everything's already there, and you can get access to that for such a minimal amount of rent. And please, I'll just finish on that note, be aware that that really is a minimal amount of rent. For somebody to give you access to a facility that could be worth $500,000, $1 million, if not much, much more, for as little as $200 a week, and access to their clients and members, then obviously you've got a great opportunity. So make the most of the opportunity. If you're really passionate about helping people, working in somebody else's facility, whether you rent space or they pay you a wage, or you decide like me that you don't want a wage, you just want a bonus or a percentage of the business that you bring into the business. And it's interesting because people often share with me, Rowie, how can you become financially free by working in a gym? And my story is exactly that. Back yourself, believe in yourself, do what you're the most passionate about, become the best in the world at it and keep getting better, add massive value to people's lives, and you won't want to get a wage then. You'll actually want to, you'll really appreciate the fact that you can not only choose your own hours and be your own boss, but you get to decide how much you earn because you know that you can add massive value to people's lives. So take advantage of the amazing opportunity of the fact that there are now hundreds and thousands of health clubs all over the world that are all looking for top-level exercise professionals to come in and help grow their business and help their clients and members get great results. How exciting!